Welcome to Unfiltered Faith Beyond the Church Walls. I'm Evelyn Ello, your host, a nurse outreach ministry leader and someone with firsthand experience of overcoming challenges. I'm joined by my two co-hosts, Crystal and Amy, for this discussion. Ladies, how about introducing yourselves?
Hello, my name is Crystal. I am also a nurse, but currently I am a stay-at-home mom to my baby girl, Riley. I am pleased to be part of this ministry and look forward to engaging in weekly discussions that extend beyond those typically encountered in church settings.
My name is Amy. I am a mom of a teenager, and I own a Christian apparel company, and I am a Bible teacher. So these Thursday episodes will be a summary of what we went over this week in our Bible study, but also a reminder that progress continues and we each contribute to the greater purpose.
Yay. And Amy, how about tell us about your new fur baby?
Oh, yeah. I just got a mini dachshund. Yes. And she is 6 pounds and adorable and
summer.
Obviously perfect.
Yes, yes, summer, absolutely. Summer. She joined us at Bible study last night. It was so
she
cool.
Did.
Okay. So whether you are with us on Tuesday nights at Bible study or you're tuning in right now to catch what you missed, we're glad you're here. So we're kicking off a 10-week journey through the foundations, and we're using the John Bevere series through the Messenger X app. So if you haven't downloaded that, we encourage you to do so, and feel free to join us on there each week. We're going to be going through Hebrews truths. Every believer needs to be rooted, grounded, and unshakable in this hour. So let's talk about week one, girls, starting with the foundations. We looked at Matthew 7, 24 through 27, which talks about the two builders, two houses, same storm, only one stood. What was the difference?
The foundation.
So Crystal, tell us about what you got from that last night.
So in this passage, both individuals are described as having heard the word, but only one followed the instructions. The emphasis is placed on the application of knowledge rather than merely possessing it.
So I was kind of focused on how much the Bible calls Jesus the cornerstone.
Yes.
Because in ancient times, the cornerstone was how they started a building. It had to be, you know, the strongest stone. It had to be even because everything else was going to follow that stone. So it was essential for structure and integrity and orientation.
Right.
And one of the really important verses that I felt like was a cross reference was Isaiah 8:14, which is he will be a sanctuary, but for both houses of Israel, he will be a stone that causes people to stumble and a rock that makes them fall. So this stood out to me because it's not just saying how Jesus will be our stone for us, but that he'll be a stumbling block for others. And the reason is kind of goes by the study because Jesus calls for repentance and humility. He offers salvation by grace, not works. His teaching challenged cultural norms and personal pride. And his identity as Messiah didn't match like expectations, especially in his suffering and servanthood. So when you make Jesus the foundation of your life, sometimes you are called to give things up.
That's right. That's
and
right.
That's not an easy message to hear sometimes.
That's right, Amy. So we had a discussion questions last night that we gave the group that I'll also post on our Facebook group. So the first question to them was, what was the most important phase of buildings construction and why, which we now talked about? The foundation is the most important phase. Without a solid foundation, the entire structure is unstable. Spiritually, if our lives aren't built on Jesus, everything else we build will eventually crumble. Considered basically structure failure, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Amy, how about you talking about Hebrews 6, which identifies six foundational principles for all believers. What are those?
So the foundational principles are repentance from dead works, faith toward God, baptisms, laying on of hands, resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment.
And just so she's going to go over some of those like topics there, but next week we are going, those are all those six identified that she just mentioned are our weekly studies. And so next week we are going to be getting into repentance from dead works. But go ahead and expound, Amy.
Okay, so the writer, which is Paul in this verse, is encouraging spiritual growth and maturity. He's saying that these are elementary teachings which are the basic doctrines of Christianity. They're essential, yes, but we're not meant to stay in kindergarten spiritually. And it's not saying that we abandon these truths, but we build on them not keep relearning the same lessons over and over, which I feel like is what makes this a perfect start.
Yes.
To our Bible study is, we may have learned these things before, but as we're going forward and we come together as a group to study the Bible, let's remember these and set them as the foundation going forward as we read the word together.
I agree. And I think Andrew, Crystal, you can probably speak on this. What it was, how he did a little analogy, which was pretty good. I don't know if you can remember what he said about.
So he basically said, as bodybuilders, they work out.
They have to build
their muscle. And then at some point they have to actually take it back to the foundation just to make sure their stance is good, their posture, their form's good.
So we as Christians have to basically do the same thing, right? Go back to the foundations, which that's what our group has chose to do.
And using that analogy, you think about, I used to be a personal trainer, and every single time that somebody, whether they were my client for the first time or I'd had them for years, every single time they did a squat, I looked to see were their toes pointing in the right direction, were their knees in the right place, were they sitting back into it correctly, was their posture good? Because it didn't matter how many times we did it, how much weight we used, that was important. And that is exactly what the Bible is about, and what these works are about. Because if you get them wrong, everything you learn after that could be totally wrong too.
Right. Built on sand, right?
Right.
Could crumble.
I had let the client just do whatever and let them, not have their knees in the right place, then eventually they're going to have back problems. They're going to have knee problems, and that's going to take money and surgery and physical therapy.
Right.
So we want to be in our spiritual lives doing exactly what these foundations say.
Okay. And continue on what they say.
So the goal of every believer is going to be to grow into spiritual maturity, to know God deeper, walk in obedience, and be able to teach and disciple others. So you can't run if you're always relearning how to crawl, and maturity involves going deeper and understanding your character and calling. So the first one is going to be repentance of dead works, which is turning away from sinful actions and self-righteous attempts to earn salvation. And he talks about dead works, which are actions done apart from faith or obedience to God.
Yes.
So like religious rituals, legalism, sin. I think of like motivations when I think of this. Are you serving at the shelter so that you can talk about it on social media and make yourself look good?
Right.
Or did you go there because you want to see God move powerfully?
That's right. Like, what's your motivation behind it?
Yes.
Yep.
And the first step in salvation is true repentance, which, as we talked about last night, I feel like is kind of glossed over in cultural Christianity and social media Christianity.
It's true.
We have to admit we're sinners and we need God's grace and
die to ourselves.
So the next one is faith in God. And it's not just a vague faith or a vague belief, but trusting in God's plan for salvation through Jesus Christ. And this is the heart of the gospel, right? Like grace through faith, because we can try, like we're saying, to do and be all that we think that God requires of us, but we can't do it in our own power and in our own strength.
Absolutely.
And then instruction about baptisms, which I think is something that can be controversial, but that's the reason it's so important to learn what the Bible really says about them. So this could refer to water baptism, spirit baptism by the Holy Spirit, and ritual washings in Jewish tradition. And baptism is just about cleansing, public declaration, and spirit empowerment.
Right. And a lot of people, I've had people ask, well, do you have to be baptized to go to heaven? There's one requirement to go to heaven, and it's to believe in Jesus Christ, that he has died for your sins.
Right.
And he is your savior, right? Mm-hmm. It is a public declaration that, you know what, I am following God. So therefore, if you look at me, I've been baptized. If you look at me, you should be able to see the fruits of my life and see Jesus in me, right?
Right.
So I think that's important.
And that's like your water baptism, but as soon as you accept Jesus into your heart and you become a follower, you are baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Yes. And yes. He lives within you. Yeah, absolutely.
And then the next one is going to be about laying on hands, which is a practice used in healing, blessing, commissioning for ministry, impartation of the Holy Spirit. And this shows the importance of spiritual authority and connection in the body of Christ. which is actually something that I'm learning a little more in depth about mm-hmm. right now, because I feel like in all of my church going, this is something that I don't think is talked about
discussed,
a lot.
Yeah.
Just recently we went over at my church, like spiritual gifts mm-hmm. and boy, there was so much that I did not right. know. So I'm excited for that part. Resurrection of the dead is going to be 1 week, and it's a core Christian hope. Believers will be raised to eternal life.
Yes. Yes.
And Jesus' resurrection is the guarantee of ours. And this is the hinge of Christianity. If
right.
Jesus didn't rise from the dead, we don't rise from the dead.
That's
he
right.
wasn't our sacrifice.
That's right.
We can't be made right with God. So that is going to be a good week too, because I'm sure it will be filled with
oh, yeah.
wonderful.
Yeah. Lots of little nuggets, right?
Mm-hmm. And then eternal judgment. There will be a final judgment for all people, believers and unbelievers, which is both sobering and encouraging because God is just and righteous.
Yes.
So this, to me, is something I'll share that recently happened. So my best friend of 20 years is not Christian. She's been going to church for like 6 months, which is awesome. And I know that she will come to Jesus.
Absolutely.
So she had asked me one time, because she has no faith background at all. And she said, so what do you believe happens after we die? And I never wanted to push Jesus on her because I didn't want to make her uncomfortable with it. I think it's very common. But this was an eye-opening moment, because now I had to tell my best friend of 20 years that I had never tried to push Jesus on her. But I believe that because she doesn't follow Jesus, she is going to hell.
Oh, that is sobering. You're right.
Right. And I was like, wow, okay. And then I started, giving her a little Bible right. verses here and there. And now she's going to church, which
praise
is
God.
Awesome.
Yeah, because then she'd look and say, wow, you love me that much
right.
that you're not pushing Jesus. Yeah, but I get why you don't. Because, right, as you both know, as Crystal, as by the way, for those of you who don't know, Amy's a best friend, but basically family, and mm-hmm. Crystal's my daughter. So
yeah.
that I didn't say that at the beginning, but I have a son who we talk a lot about religion and Jesus, and he is of the non-belief side at this point, but as I know, Jesus is working on him, and I know he will come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. He was raised to know the Lord, right?
Yeah.
But the same goes, right? If I didn't have those discussions, then I'd
right.
Oh, but I do kind of walk on eggshells, and Crystal can relate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like we all talk about it, our whole family, like we talk about it, but it's like, you don't want to push,
right? Right.
Because you don't
right.
want to push people away from the Lord, right?
Right.
Because the Holy Spirit is the one who will draw him near and your friend as well. Right.
Yeah. So I like to just kind of sprinkle in
yes.
little God.
Feeds.
My aunt is not a follower, and she is in California right now. And she sent me pictures of mountains, and they're so beautiful. And I said, you see, my brother came to Christ because he lived in Colorado in the mountains. I say, when you look at that,
that's right.
you can't think, oh, a boom made this
that's
by
right.
accident.
That's
that
right.
is designed
yeah.
by a God
right.
who is creative, who is brilliant
right.
and can do far more than we could ever think.
That's like, and far more than we can all think or imagine. I mean, like
right.
you're in awe when you look at the beauty, the true mm-hmm. beauty of what God has
yeah.
created,
just
right?
The sunset. Or
yes.
There's like the way the human eye works.
Yeah.
Childbirth.
Yeah. Oh, we talked about that last night. We'll get into that later.
Yeah.
Thank you, Eve. No.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
True. So this passage is saying you can't build a strong spiritual life if you're always stuck relaying
yes.
the foundation. So these six doctrines are non-negotiable, but the call is to go deeper into discipleship, holiness, wisdom, spiritual gifts, serving others, and walking in kingdom authority.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about yesterday how there is such a lack of discipleship in this world.
True.
Yes.
That people come to Jesus and then that's it.
That's it.
They don't change
They're
their life.
Shepherd along. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. But you need others to come alongside you and help you when you're a new Christian.
Absolutely.
And that was actually one of the verses that they went over
it's in your notes there somewhere.
Yeah.
But you're right. I think that, and that's what we're trying to really push and help here, is to really allow people to get to know who Jesus is and bring them along with us, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it was Ephesians 2, 20 to 21. And
okay.
that was one, Evelyn, that you had that you thought was, important. So we
yep.
discussed it. And it says, together, we are his house, built on foundation
yes.
of the apostles and the prophets. And the cornerstone is Jesus Christ himself.
Yes.
We are carefully joined together in him, becoming a holy temple for the Lord. So to me, when it says together, that's important. Together we are his house, built on that foundation. Mm-hmm. Because Christian community is so important in making Jesus the foundation.
That's right.
And in discipling ourselves and others. I feel like you never stop discipling yourself and others. Like, you're always growing. And this group is a really good example of that, of you guys. I think of how many, like, bad habits and things I've dropped because there's, like, accountability.
Yeah.
Or I never was really into, like, worship that much. I was like, oh, just get me to the sermon. And then Crystal is really talented and Evelyn's really good with tech. And so the worship that we have made me like really love it and appreciate it differently.
Yeah. And what remind me again, what verse was that again?
That is Ephesians 2, 20 and 21.
Gotcha. Okay, so make sure that we got that. Okay, perfect. Anything else there or we're going to move on to the next? Was that it for that section?
I believe, yes.
Okay. So we're going to jump right into our roundtable questions. So let's discuss and take further what input and what you guys have and your thoughts from last night. So what were your personal takeaways from our meeting last night that those here on this podcast were not a privy to? Like, they weren't there, so they didn't hear all the discussions. What was your takeaways?
I know for me, one of the things when we actually watched the lesson, one of the things that stuck out to me was, I mean, back in Genesis, and I've read Genesis a few times, but it never clicked until John and his wife Lisa were talking about it. But in Genesis 3, it says, so I'm going to read like 5-7.
Yeah.
For God knows that on the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing the difference between good and evil. Mm-hmm. And when the woman saw the tree was good for food and that it was delightful to look at, in a tree to be desired in order to make one wise and insightful, she took some fruit, ate it, and she also gave some to her husband with her, and he ate it. And then it says, then the eyes of the two of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. So I've read that a few times, and until they brought it to, like, to our attention, it never dawned on me that sin didn't actually enter the world until Adam.
Yes.
Ate the fruit. And so to me, that was kind of insightful. It didn't happen when Eve ate.
Right, because she ate first.
She ate first. And it happened. It said, then their eyes were opened.
After he took a bite.
And so that kind of...
I think the revelation there, and we did discuss this last night, and I think it was kind of a revelation for a lot of us. I mean, I've heard that before, and I think it was... I don't know if it was you, Amy, that we talked about. Like, we've heard that recently in other... commentaries, right? But I think it's interesting that it does make you wonder, like, if Adam would have obeyed the Lord, because he's the one who heard directly from the Lord, right? How did they put it last night? Where, like, he heard it firsthand, she heard it basically secondhand, from Adam,
right?
And she didn't hear directly from the Lord; that came after. So I think that's really what stuck out to me is like, man, what would? And we won't know right until we get to heaven, But what would it have looked like had Adam said no?
Right.
The Lord said, and then repeated what he had told Adam directly.
Yeah.
What would the world look like? We'll never know, right?
We'll never know.
Right. But that was interesting to me as well.
Yeah, what because do you say? Adam could have done that. He could have done the right thing, but he didn't.
And there came sin.
He was tempted, and then there came sin, and then they wanted to be their own masters.
Yeah.
So they died spiritually.
Yeah.
And then we all died spiritually with them.
Right. Correct.
And even in... I think it's Genesis 3:20. It's like right after this is like the first revelation of Jesus in the Bible, where he says that he talks about the snake and the heel, and he goes into the childbirth and
why you're gonna have pain.
But he does prophecy that Jesus will one day come and fix
redeem
it
basically.
Yeah.
Yep. Be our redeemer. Yeah, that's good. That's real good. So that also made me actually look at my own life in my own walk, right? To see, am I obeying or just admiring the Lord? You know, like, am I following and obeying? So I think it's important for us all to reflect, are we adhering to just the guidance or just expressing admiration of our Lord, right? So we've got a few more questions, and you girls can just chime in here. So our first question to you guys, and then hopefully everybody in this podcast will join our Facebook group. We have a Facebook page, Beyond the Church Walls Ministry. And on that page, we also have a group now that will be diving into these questions and hopefully having some back and forth communication in that group to really further our walk. But my first question to you guys and to the group is, why do you think so many believers skip these foundational teachings? What do you say, Amy?
They're hard.
Yeah.
It's asking you to deny yourself, to
right.
not only face your sin, but to work on it.
Completely turn away from it, right?
Yes,
right?
To turn away from it. And, you know, as you go along in your walk, you have these big sins, I feel like, that you start to get rid of.
Sure.
Like right away. Right. And then you feel so good about it. You're like, yeah, you know, I'm not drinking, I'm not doing this or that or whatever. And then it's like the little ones that catch you up every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, are you treating your body like a Holy Spirit? Are you not judging others?
Right.
It's those hard ones that kind of seep in every single day.
That you have to deny yourself to every day. What do you say, Crystal? Anything?
I mean, kind of the same. I was just thinking about, you know, you're denying your flesh. And our flesh is
evil.
Is evil. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it wants things that it doesn't, you know, food, sugars, whatever.
Yeah.
You can be addicted to food. Well, we have to eat food to survive, right?
Yeah.
So we overindulge. It's
true.
And some of these, you just every day, you are asking God for grace again, you are apologizing again, but you just have to keep working, which I think is important when we talk about like the distinction between, you know, we have to give up our sin, but also grace.
Yeah.
Because there are some things that it's going to be like a work in progress, which sometimes feels like forever.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think there are just some things that, we're sinful, right? We have sin nature. So we're going to be giving up things and repenting daily till the day the Lord takes us back, whenever that is. So it's a life journey, but we have to be willing to deny our flesh best we can. That's why Jesus came for us, because we couldn't do it without a Savior.
Right.
Right. You know,
and he'll help us with
absolutely.
The Holy Spirit.
Absolutely. All right. So the next question I have for the group, and we'll start with you ladies, is why is faith and obedience the true test of a strong foundation? What do you got there, Crystal, to start us off?
Well, we can pop back into Ephesians 4:13. This says faith in God is the first brick laid. So no faith equals no foundation. No trust equals no structure, and no belief is basically no blueprint to build on.
Right. And so Amy talked about those steps of the blueprint, right? And then faith precedes obedience. Before we can obey God's word, we have to first believe. We have to believe who he says he is. We have which I think that talks about in Hebrews 11:6. There's, so if we can look up 11:6? Who's got your Bible there? So we can actually read the exact verse, but it talks about you don't repent without faith, you don't follow without faith, and you don't surrender without faith. I mean, it's pretty much like I think about the foundation, and I did say this last night, faith is basically that bottom hard surface, and we talk about spiritual, that's Jesus, right? Mm-hmm. Like he is the foundation. So without faith in him, we cannot build. So what does Hebrew 11:6 tell us?
Oh, I thought you said six. Okay, hold on.
I'm sorry. Hebrew 11:6.
Hebrew 11:6.
My apologies.
Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. And last night, your version used diligently.
Diligently, yes. Yeah. Yes, that's
and
true.
We had talked about how impossible.
Yep.
Without faith, it is impossible. And then that we have to be.
So those are the two words, right? Impossible and diligent. So so those are pretty strong words.
And like you said, so the base of the foundation is just believing who Jesus is. Mm-hmm. And John Bevere went over Peter's declaration about who Jesus is. And he said, he said that faith that isn't tested can't be trusted.
That's true.
And that Jesus was tested and was perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the revelation of Jesus is the foundation the church will be ground on. And without this firmly planted within us, we're easily swayed by the shifting currents of public opinion, which is another way that obedience precedes faith.
Right.
Because, you know, there's going to be things, especially in our culture right now, that the world is trying to tell us is fine, but the Bible tells us isn't.
Right.
And we have to have the faith and the obedience to say, hey, no, if the Bible doesn't say it's right, it's not
right.
It's not
right. That's right. That's good. What do you got? Anything more, Crystal?
I mean, kind of bring it back to the faith. Like, you think about an architect, right? I'm not going to have a house built if I don't trust the architect's design.
That's right.
Right. So we have to have faith in Jesus because he is our architect.
That's right. He's our creator. Yeah. It's good. It's good. And our last question for this podcast would be, what would you say to someone who's realizing I've been building on sand? So now what? I'm 50 years old and I've built on nothing but sand. What do I do?
Well, first of all, do this Bible study with us.
Because there you go.
John Bevere is making it very easy to learn. Secondly, it's never too late to start over.
That's
right. We're always learning and get into the word because so much, you know, so often we have sermons and they're just like a pep talk, or we need to be getting in the word ourselves. Yeah. There's false teachers out there. And if you know the word of God,
you won't be swayed.
And I think one of the best ways to do that is to consult commentaries.
Mm-hmm.
And these are people who have studied the Bible, you know, in its all its languages and for years and years and years. And I'm not saying every one of them is going to be right every time,
right.
But a commentary is usually good about teaching you why people have certain beliefs about it.
Yeah.
And you can kind of make your own decision from there. But so that's important, is just know who is teaching you and get into the word.
So good. So good. Good. You got anything to add to that, Crystal?
I was going to actually take it back because something came to my mind as we're sitting here, but another takeaway from last night is you can't know who you are until you know whose you are. And
that's right.
That actually came at the forefront of my mind. Just
Holy Spirit, so good that way. Isn't it?
That was my favorite thing.
Yeah. I think everybody commented, wow, that, you know, that hit hard. That's so true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've got to be sound in whose you are. Like, who do you belong to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's my architect? Like, who?
Right.
Who am I to him? And then once I figure that out, then I'm like, oh, then this is who I am.
Right.
Yeah, I thought that was really good.
Because I think when your identity is frail, that is when everything else falls apart.
Yep.
That's true.
And if you're going to make it through the storms of life, you have to remember who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And you do that by remembering whose you are. What does the Bible say that you are?
That's right.
And then you remember that you're, you know, made the way God made you, and you have gifts and purpose and God has a plan for you, and that you can get through the challenges that you face.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So we're getting ready to end this podcast. So we've got some challenges for the week. And so our Bible study group, we had two challenge questions, questions for the week. And so we encourage you to pray over these two questions that I'm going to read and drop some comments in our Facebook page and, you know, share with us what you think. So the first question is, are there any areas of your life where you've been building on sand instead of the rock?
Mm-hmm.
So reflect on that, pray over that, and really come. And you can either share with us on Facebook or just keep it yourself between you and the Lord. And then the other one is, what steps can you take this week to reinforce your foundation in Christ?
Mm-hmm.
So what can you do? And I think, Amy, we've kind of all mentioned it, but the basic is, right, get in the Word.
Yeah.
Because He is the Word, right?
Yes.
So I think that's great. So what do you got to say? We're going to end this podcast. We thank you all for joining us, and I'm going to turn it over to my two co-hosts. What do you got, girls?
I would say, you know, pray, let God show you the cracks so He can restore you. The foundation isn't where God condemns. It's where He constructs, fixes, and He heals.
Good.
So until then, stay grounded, stay hungry, and stay unfiltered in your walk with Jesus. How about you, Boo?
Amen to that. I can't really say it better than that, I don't think.
Right. And I want to just lead you with this because I didn't turn here. Let's reread Matthew 7 and Hebrews 6 this week. Share this episode with somebody that you love who's rebuilding in this season. And if you miss Bible study, don't worry. Join us next Tuesday. Same time, same spirit. Next week, we're going to dive deep into repentance from dead works. And listen, it's not just about turning away from sin. We're going to talk about trying to earn God's approval through performance.
And that one's going to cut and heal, so don't miss it.
All right. Until then, just like Crystal said, stay grounded, stay hungry, and stay unfiltered in your walk with Jesus.
And we'll see you next Thursday
on Beyond the Church Walls, Unfiltered Faith.